The following is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn!
Oh, yeah! War Eagle, baby! It is on! Woo!
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Can you help me? I think I took a wrong turn somewhere.
Real Auburn fans bleed orange and blue. What about you? And now, your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb for AUFans.com.
Welcome and War Eagle, everyone. I am your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm Jay Webb, and this is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
All right, Jay, we got a lot of exciting things to talk about this week. We started the 2014 campaign with a big win over the Arkansas Razor Pigs.
That's Razorbacks. Razorbacks is what they call them.
They're sloppy, whatever they are. But I tell you what, they looked a lot better than I think a lot of people thought they were going to look, and a lot better, I thought, than last year. And certainly that first half, was evidence of that.
Yeah, they surprised me a lot.
They
came out looking pretty strong to me.
Well, they did. And, of course, now, you know, Auburn starts out with Jeremy Johnson. As Coach Malzahn had said, he was not going to start Nick as a punishment for that, you know, the indiscretions this summer. And Jeremy came out pretty much on fire. I mean, he showed why he's one of the top recruits, was one of the top recruits a couple of years ago. That arm, he's got tremendous arm strength. And, offensively, I thought in the first half we looked pretty good, except for two really, really bad plays where we had third and one, and Arkansas stuffed, the run, Cameron Artis Payne both times. Mm-hmm. And really, Jay, everybody was talking about, you know, how poor the defense played in the first half. If we convert those two third and ones, and we should have, and honestly, we would have with Nick in the game, but as great as Jeremy played, and I love the kid. I think, you know, if Nick goes down and not even that, they're planning on playing Jeremy. They've already talked about they're going to have a package for him every week. Mm-hmm. But on that third and one, getting stuffed and having to punt and giving Arkansas the ball, those two possessions was big. I mean, we make those two first downs, and it may be 28-7, maybe 28-14 at halftime, and it's not nearly as looking as grim maybe as it did to some folks at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
starting the second half, Nick Marshall starts the second half, and you could just tell the whole team picked up. Now, there was no question that we have some of the best defensive coaches at making adjustments in the country. Arkansas in the second half had a total of 2 yards rushing and a total of 62 total yards offense for the whole second half.
Yeah,
that's dominating.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who you're playing.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that the Auburn offense was dominant in that second half. I mean.
Well, yeah, you're right. And I don't know what they – again, playing Nick Marshall, the offense just looked to click better. And again, Jeremy's arm, I think, even Saturday, looks better in a lot of ways than Nick's does. And it's not so much – I mean, Nick's got arm strength. I mean, I think he can throw it through a brick wall. He's still working a little bit on some touch and putting the ball really where he wants to put it.
Yeah.
And it looks like Jeremy Johnson's kind of sort of already there. But
you mean just accuracy?
Accuracy.
Yeah.
Auburn, that running attack, and, you know, of course, Auburn showed it all last year. All the way through. I mean, of course, you know, obviously against Missouri in the SEC championship, we set some kind of rushing record. So, I mean, running the football, I just don't think it's going to be a problem with Nick at the helm.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Jay, looking back over the whole game, some of the guys that stood out, Again, Jeremy Johnson played outstanding in his, first time to start in an SEC game. You know, he had a couple of games last year where he played when Nick was out, but he looked good. Duke Williams, much heralded receiver. Everybody been talking about, you know, what Duke Williams. Well, I mean, he had like 9 catches, and he was.
He was impressive.
He was, and so. You know, I thought the offensive line played well. Now, there was, like I say, there was a couple of busts or whatever I heard Coach Lashley talking about on those short and third and shorts. But other than that, overall, they looked, for game one, looked pretty good. You know, Cameron Artis Payne ended up, I don't know, 170-plus yards or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, he pretty much left all, you know, picked up where Trey Mason left off.
Yeah. And yeah, so, that's exciting too.
I mean,
I like seeing guys get big games like that. That's cool.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it helps to have a big running back, and of course, in this conference where it seems like everybody is got a great running back. I mean, Auburn certainly has their share. Corey Grant had some big runs. I think you're going to see more and more out of Corey Grant going forward. Even not maybe necessarily more than Cap, but. Mm-hmm. But certainly maybe he can get more carries than he did Saturday. So, overall that second half, it was so such a turnaround from the first half. You had to feel good at the end of the game. I mean, you win it as you start your SEC season off 1-0. And, of course, looking around, you know, we got to look at just about everybody in the conference.
Yeah.
You know, I watched just about everybody this week, starting with that Texas A&M dismantling of South Carolina. I mean, that was just I thought Texas A&M might be better than some people were thinking they would be, but I didn't think they would be that good.
Yeah.
And maybe South Carolina's that bad, Jay. I don't know. But it was,
could be, but who knows?
You know. Well, you know. It's so.
Well, I know everybody was wondering where A&M was going to be without. You know, Johnny football.
Yeah,
I know. You know, that was a lot of talk the last couple of weeks.
And so, Kenny, I guess it's Kenny Hill. You know, had everybody saying, you know, Johnny who? This guy. I can't believe this guy is. I guess he's a redshirt freshman, but just unbelievable the way A&M looked. So, A&M looked, of all the teams I saw, they looked the best of anybody I saw.
Okay.
You know, Georgia. Georgia's got that. You know, I mentioned last week. You know, Jeremy Pruitt. The new defensive coordinator, he certainly made a big difference, and Georgia shut Clemson down in the second half, much like Auburn did and won impressively. So, you had Bama struggled maybe a little bit with West Virginia, although, you know, West Virginia, quality opponent, starting a new quarterback for Alabama, a lot of new faces on defense. I thought it was probably, you know, it was a big win for the Tide. They got these next 2 weeks, they play – a couple of high school teams, so they got, you know, plenty of opportunities to get some other guys work.
All right.
Mississippi State looked really, really good against Southern Miss. But, again, Southern Miss has won basically one game in the last now starting three seasons. Southern has really, really hit the skids. And, by the way, that is one of the teams that Alabama plays, you know, just to take a little jab there at my Bama buddies.
Oh.
You know, but but Mississippi State still, 49-0. I don't care if you're playing the Three Sisters of the Poor. That's a pretty good, whipping.
Oh yeah.
LSU had the comeback of the week. I mean, I'm watching them they're going down to the Badgers, Wisconsin, and all of a sudden, they just turn it around. And at the end, I mean, LSU was just dominating, and they came back and won 28-24. Now, Wisconsin had a couple of guys get hurt in their defensive line, and they were already talking about how thin they were there. So, I mean, basically, Jay, there at the end, it looked like they had maybe a couple of guys from the trombone section or whatever was in there.
A bad night.
It was. So.
Oh, man.
Of course, you're talking about a bad night. Thanks for that segue. If anybody saw Vandy play a synagogue.
No, that's Temple.
Tabernacle? Temple. I always get – Temple 37 and Vandy 7. I mean, that If Vanderbilt wins a game, whoever's coaching the opposing team probably ought to just go ahead and hand in their resignation. Hmm. I root for Vandy. You want the weaker teams in the conference to be, strong mm-hmm. enough. But
was anybody awake during the game? That's what I want to know.
Well, of the people that stayed, because see, they had a. Believe it or not, and here's another thing, Jay. Where's Dan Satterfield when you need? This was like weather weekend. It started that night. The Vandy game was delayed, and by the time they ended up, there was like some of the parents of the players were still there, some of them,
yeah,
and some of the band. It was just a terrible night for weather. And then I don't know that I've seen a Vanderbilt team that looked as bad as this one did against Temple. Temple won two. And first of all, we're talking about Temple. They won two games last year, and they just completely dominated. So, I don't know why I'm spending so much time talking about Vanderbilt. This show is going nowhere, Jay.
You secretly love them.
I do. I'm not sure what it is. But you had that. Auburn's game got delayed, as you know. Anybody watching on TV knew that they went away for, an hour and a half and came back. And then Florida has the same, I guess it was the same frontal system. I'm not sure. Yeah. I guess Gainesville, that's a little bit, that couldn't be the same system, could it? Well, probably not.
Yeah, it could stretch a long way. I don't see why not. It could have been the same thing.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Well, they get the Lightning down in Gainesville. They delay it. They finally kick off. And, of course, the field is – I'm watching the field, and the field already looks like maybe they could, maybe during halftime give some swimming lessons.
Uh-huh.
Well, they one play, the kickoff, and then they say, oh, wait a minute, there was more Lightning somewhere. They take them all, and then that's it. The rain keeps coming, it's underwater.
Well, people in Florida, they got to be used to playing under that kind of condition because it's raining all the time down there.
Playing
there.
Well, I mean –
And plus, the whole state's a swamp, isn't it?
Well, they call it the swamp.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, no, we should hope that we have that many listeners in Florida.
Yeah.
By the way, folks,
let's go worldwide with this. You never know.
Well, there's a shot of that, sure. So anyway, Florida they suspend the game. They don't even know if they're going to play it. So there you go. Yeah. Will Muschamp, who needs a win as bad as anybody. Uh-huh. And they cancel maybe the one sure win, Idaho on the schedule. But anyway, so that's pretty much around the conference. We didn't talk about Ole Miss. They were 7-6 over Boise and then ended up scoring a bunch of points in the fourth. And Bo Wallace kind of had like a tale of two games. He had three interceptions in the first quarter, and then he maybe had three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Something like that. Maybe I just made that up. Go check, folks. Get out. Here's your assignment. Get on the internet and challenge me. And that reminds me, Jay, just right here in the middle of the show, on the site, Jay's done some incredible things with the site, adjusting it. You're on there now. You're listening to this masterpiece. And put your email addresses and subscribe so you can, you don't want to miss a second of this. This is historical radio. Am I right?
Exactly. Jay? Exactly. So when you put your name in there to subscribe to the blog, it'll automatically send you a link to the podcast and a little bit of a write-up, whatever we decide to put in there about it. And you can go when you hit that link, it'll take you straight to aufans.com.
There you go.
And you can listen to this podcast. Plus, you can listen to last week's podcast.
Yes.
Plus, you can listen to all 15 of last season's podcasts.
I wouldn't recommend.
Plus, you could listen to another 13 of the year before that.
I don't think we want to recommend going that far back, okay. Jay. If we can keep them. Is anybody still out there?
I can hear snoring from here.
But I'm telling you, this is cutting edge stuff here, it's going to get. But here's the thing: we play San Jose State Saturday night, Jordan-Hare Stadium, the Spartan, and they're coming off a huge win over. Where's my paper here? North Dakota,
University of North Dakota,
University of North Dakota,
and ND. From the looks of that last game, it might mean. No defense.
Well, that's a very good observation because they did 42-10, yeah. And They gave up 406 yards, which that's about a half for Coach Malzahn, but still, I mean, that's a lot for everybody else. So,
I'm anxious to see how they do because those boys are going to be a long ways from home.
Well,
we're talking about San Jose, California, people. They're going to be a long ways away.
Humidity's probably a lot higher in Auburn.
I would think so.
Yeah, so
they might just forfeit because of that.
We can't play in this.
I mean, I don't want that to happen, though, because
no.
I mean, there'd be a lot of people that'd be disappointed. You come out at halftime and they have like the halftime show and then that's it. Everybody goes home. What is that about? I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
I just hope it's a good halftime show.
52-17, Jay. There's my score. And oh, by the way,
that's your prediction.
Now, here's the thing. And by the way, last week, you know, 42-21.
You almost nailed it right on.
And so.
That was cool.
What I'm telling you, Jay, here's a new feature of talking Tigers football.
Okay.
I get within 7 points, Jay, I don't want money. I mean, I'm proving that right now, right? I don't want medals. I don't want medals.
Okay.
I can handle the blood and the guts and the bombs. But what I want, I want to hear those magic words. Stan, you are the man.
Oh, so like you want to hear them like right now?
That'd be good. Yeah.
Stan, you are the man.
No.
More like Stan, you are the man.
That's what I'm talking about, folks. Okay. So 52-17 is the score this week, and I feel sorry for those San Jose kids. They've got some talent, but honestly, Auburn. Really, at the end of the game, could have put 52 on Arkansas. I look for a better performance this week.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had a touchdown taken away from us at that one point.
Well, that's right.
That's the thing.
We can't. And seriously, we've got to cut down on the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about last week. You can't scoring a touchdown and having
We hear you talking. What you said?
Oh, this show's going nowhere. And like I had said last week, Jay, the penalties and turnovers is what can beat Auburn. I mean, Auburn had a crucial fumble Saturday, and then they had that one touchdown call back. Now, luckily, we went ahead and scored a touchdown on that same drive, so it didn't come back to bite us, but it can. Oh, and by the way, let me say another shout out to Daniel Carlson, who, for a redshirt freshman, his first game ever at that stage, had a fantastic. Now he missed his first field goal. He hit the upright.
That didn't stop him though.
No, he punted for like a 55-yard average, and then he nailed a field goal later in the game in the fourth quarter, which would have been good from it looked like another 20 yards out, but. I mean, this kid's got a lot of ability. He kicked he kicked every kickoff in the end zone. They did, like, I think the opening kick, they ran it out. The other ones were just, were deep and not returnable. So one of the things that we might have been concerned about was Carlson did play a great game. Now, he's a redshirt freshman. He's going to have some ups and downs. And maybe he has them against, a San Jose State versus – against LSU or somebody, but so to wrap everything up, Jay, it was a impressive first victory of the year, first game. Mm-hmm. A lot of things to get cleaned up, but again, San Jose State should be talent wise overmatched Saturday. I mean, honestly, if Auburn comes out and plays, with the intensity that a Gus Malzahn team normally plays with, we should, handle San Jose going away.
Yeah.
And we ought to be able to get a lot of kids in there, maybe even some kids that didn't play Saturday in the game. There's a lot to be excited about, though. Duke, again, to kind of, like as I'm saying, Duke Williams showed why he was as highly touted as he was. I think we got to get a few of the other receivers involved. Sammy Coates didn't have his best game. I mean, he can have a huge game. He's that kind of talent. Of course, it's going to be a little different maybe from Nick Marshall starting the game, and then it'll be interesting to see where we play Jeremy Johnson.
You think Johnson will play? of the game against San Jose?
Here's the thing. If the game gets out of hand, they certainly may play him. But like I said earlier, Coach Lashley and them have made it pretty clear, and Coach Malzahn, that they're going to have a package or two for every game, more than like they did last year. Last year they would end up sticking him in for a play or two, and it just didn't. Except for, in fact, the games where he actually, you know, when Nick was hurt and he played the whole game, he looked outstanding. So,
yeah. I'd like to see him some more.
I mean, I think most people. I mean, he's got such a big arm. It would be nice to see him, you know, get the passing game. And I'd like to see him run the ball a little bit. Let's see what if Jeremy Johnson can run it. I mean, he's got to run it. Some. He's not going to be Nick Marshall. I mean, Nick's got world class speed.
Well, that's just it. I mean, he's like the best in the nation at doing just that. He's either going to throw it or run it himself, and everybody else is scared of that.
Well, you're right. so it's tough to take him. You're right to get him out of the lineup. Defensively. You know, our linebackers can probably play better. I don't know that Chris Frost had his best game. It's the defensive front, like I say, it's hard to say because, I mean, you give up 62 yards to a team that's tied with you. I mean, they've got momentum. They're on the road. They're going in there. They're believing what Bert Bielema is selling. And then there's the proof of it. It's 21 up. And you come out, and all of a sudden, I mean, you get – 62 yards. Jay's not even one good drive.
Yeah.
A whole half. I mean, so that's why it's hard to say too much about that defense, just because of how they finished against a SEC quality opponent. So, I think we'll probably play a lot of people Saturday night, hopefully, and then of course we'll be off. The following week, getting ready for a Thursday night, September 18th game in Manhattan, Kansas, against Kansas State University, the Wildcats. So,
all right,
that's kind of how that's looking, for us. And then after that, of course, like I say, that trip to Kansas State's going to be. Will be extremely challenging, and then the schedule really starts picking up. So that's pretty much it. Jay, you know, I started a little tradition last week of a shout out. Well, I want to this week for me, the shout out is going to go to Fort Walton Beach's Peggy Tillman.
Peggy, yeah, Peggy.
Peggy, are you there? Peggy is my Aunt Mary, one of her best friends, and she's been going to Auburn games for years. Her and my cousin Kathy, you didn't know you were going to get a shout out, Kathy. They are usually in the same spot at Tiger Walk, and they adopt a player every year, Jay, and they'll make a sign up, and a lot of times the player comes over. And Kathy didn't tell me, you know, who they adopted this year, but Peggy's is a big fan, and like I say, a close friend of our family through my Aunt Mary. But Jay, anybody you want to mention this week?
Well, we've got I don't know exactly who to mention out of this, but I've got a whole band full of people to mention.
Wow.
We've got at least one guy out of this band is a friend of Stan's, Lee Cagle, from this band called Set for Life, and we want to talk about them just a little tiny bit. These guys, I've got a CD right here in my hand from Set for Life, this band.
It is in your hand.
They're playing.
That's true, folks.
They're playing 80s music. A lot of us love that 80s rock and roll. And they've got some really great cuts on here. And
What is the name of that album?
It's called Snakes and Wolves. And I tell you what, I'm just going to play a little piece of this music for you, and I can let people decide for themselves whether they like this, if they like it. Okay, so
now if they do like it, Jay, what are, I mean?
Well, I tell you what. Let me play this, and then I'll come right back, and I'll talk a little bit more about it. Here, check this out. This is Set for Life. The song is called America. We'll be right back. like, yeah, man, I can get into this. I could almost sing along with them.
That's your era, man.
Yeah, sure is. All right, so if you're interested in Set for Life, I want to tell you, you can check these guys out on Facebook. I saw them on Facebook today, and then also Reverb Nation has some cuts of their music on there. You can either listen to more samples or cool. contact the band or book the band through there or whatever you want to do. So
cool, yeah.
So and the other thing is when you're searching for them, it's Set for Life. It's all one word. Set, then the number four, and life. Set for Life. So that's my shout out.
Yeah, they were. I appreciate Lee allowing us to promote them a little bit. Oh, that's yeah, hey, if you like some good hard rock and roll, but clean lyrics and that sort of thing, Jay, that's like you say, Set for Life. You need to get that CD and add it to your collection.
Yeah, man.
So, well, let's see. I guess we are we've covered our the Auburn, Arkansas. We've talked about San Jose. Yeah, San Jose coming up Saturday night at Jordan-Hare Stadium. That's like I say, it's going to be about I think it's a 6 o'clock
kick off.
And yeah. You know, for those of you that are going, you know, good luck, be safe. We covered the conference, and there's been some surprise teams in the SEC both ways already. I didn't mention earlier, and I'd be remiss not to mention the Tennessee Volunteers. My good friend and co-host of his own show, Chet Young, would probably disown me if I didn't talk about the Vols. They look better, I think, than a lot of people thought they would. I mean, the line on that game, Jay, was pretty close. Tennessee wins 38-7. I saw a lot more quickness. I think Coach Jones is doing a good job there. So it's going to be interesting to see how Tennessee, you know, goes forward as well. So, but anyway, I feel good about Auburn. Week one, yeah. We got a long ways to go, and let's just hope that we keep people safe and you know, no injuries, keep improving, and I like our chances. So. Anyway, I guess that does it this week. War Eagle, everybody, I think going out, you got
I got some more Set for Life to play.
Oh, okay. What you got going
this
here?
This is the title cut. It's called Snakes and Wolves, Set for Life.
All right.
Here we go.
War Eagle!
Been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!